Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the week of Monday, October 1st for AgDaily.com. It's Monday morning, just corn's up a dime, beans are up 16 cents, wheat's up 5.5 cents. Is it the NAFTA deal? Well, we knew about the NAFTA deal before the opening. Nothing really responded. Corn was up maybe 2 cents, beans were steady, wheat was lower. We knew about the freeze up north. Nothing really seemed to make a difference, but then at 8:30 we opened up. Funds came in. We're huge buyers of corn, beans, and wheat. So obviously they are a little encouraged by the NAFTA deal. Now, is this really what's going on, or is there something else going on? Well, it's October 1st. This is when we start getting the averages for the insurance for the month of October. And certainly the insurance companies would love to see this market rally to minimize any payments out here. And we've been saying for the last week or so, going into the first of the month, we didn't want to be short. In fact, that we wanted to own some call options to protect the insurance payments. That may be as much as anything what's going on. I didn't see anything great in the NAFTA bill one way or the other. It has to be ratified yet. The market certainly thinks it's friendly here, or that's the impression. Maybe it's just the insurance stuff. I don't really know. But I do know that we still have an awful lot of grain out there. If we get an opportunity toward the end of the month to sell some grain at higher prices, we're going to certainly do that, particularly old crop, not so much the 19 crop. But we've got the weather out there. The stocks report was bearish. Taiwan's going to buy some beans from Iowa and Minnesota. Export inspections were lousy on the beans, 591. Good on the corn, 1.344. Lousy on the wheat at 369. So we still have plenty of grain, not a whole lot of demand. There were no export announcements out here today. So the weather, it's cold and wet. Harvest is going to be delayed somewhat. So in the meantime, can we get a short-term rally here? Yeah, I think we can. But maybe get the funds out of some of these short positions that came in short about 120 corn, short about 60 beans, still short 85,000 contracts of oil. So maybe we can get a little bit of a short covering rally here. And then I think we need to sell it again. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.